You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lawrence Anderson stabs Andrea Blankenship dead in her home, then cuts out her heart. Anderson cooks the heart with potatoes and tries to serve it to his aunt and uncle for dinner. When they refuse to eat it, he kills his uncle, Leon Pye, and his four-year-old granddaughter, Kaos Yates. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Anderson was released from prison just 3 weeks prior to the attack as part of a mass commutation effort in Oklahoma. District Attorney Jason Hicks commented that the OSBI has amassed evidence in the case that kept him up at night for weeks. Prosecutors did not pursue the death penalty for Anderson, as they felt a trial would continue to harm the family.
Lawrence Anderson, 44, pleads guilty 3 counts of murder, 1 count assault and battery, 1 count maiming. He will spend the rest of his life serving 5 consecutive life sentences. Jennifer Long's father says good morning and wishes her a happy 41st. And in response, Long stabs him with a kitchen knife. Dad calls 911 to report the attack and is concerned for Long's 8-year-old son. When cops arrive, they find the little boy stabbed dead upstairs.
As she was cuffed, Long told police officers that she had taken meth days prior and had not slept. Long advised them that her son was dead, and when police found him, the child still had the knife in his chest. Neighbors and teachers remember the third grader as a sweet boy who will be greatly missed.
Long now charged with capital murder and attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former student shot through the doors of a Christian elementary school Monday, killing 3 children and 3 adults after elaborately planning the massacre by drawing out a detailed map and conducting surveillance of the building. For more now, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The massacre at the Covenant School in Nashville was the latest in a series of mass shootings in a country that has grown increasingly unnerved by bloodshed in schools. The victims included 3 9-year-old children, the school's top administrator, a substitute teacher, and a custodian. Police say the shooter's name is Audrey Elizabeth Hale and is transgender. The suspect gained entry by firing into glass doors on the building, shattering them. The shooter was armed with 2 assault-style weapons as well as a handgun. At least 2 of them were believed to have been obtained legally in the Nashville area. This, according to investigators.
Police say a search of the shooter's home turned up a sawed-off shotgun, a second shotgun, and other unspecified evidence. Prosecutors say they will pursue the death penalty if a Tennessee man is convicted of first-degree murder in a day-long shooting rampage that paralyzed Memphis and left 3 people dead and 3 others wounded. The announcement by Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy came during a press conference in the case of Ezekiel Kelly, who has been charged in a series of shootings in September 2022 that led to a citywide shelter-in-place order and a frantic manhunt. 20-year-old Kelly was charged with murder in the deaths of Dwayne Tunstall, Richard Clark, and Allison Parker. He has pleaded not guilty. Mulroy listed factors for his decision to file a notice to seek the death penalty, including that it was a random mass shooting and that Kelly had a prior conviction for aggravated assault. A Wisconsin man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the 1986 killing of a young woman whose body was found in a swamp at a Green Bay nature area. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
67-year-old Lou A. Griffin pleaded no contest January 27th in Brown County Circuit Court to a charge of homicide by reckless conduct, and a judge found him guilty. Griffin originally was charged in October 2020 with first-degree intentional homicide in Lisa Holstead's killing. Her body was found in August 1986. Holstead's slaying had been Brown County's oldest unsolved murder case. Investigators said that at the time of her killing, Griffin lived within a few miles of where her body was found. Griffin was identified as a suspect in Holstead's slaying after Green Bay police sent DNA evidence found on her body to a company that performs forensic genetic genealogy testing. That testing provided information on the suspect's heritage and possible relatives. Griffin was eventually placed under police surveillance, and DNA that was collected from cigarettes and beer cans that he had discarded matched the DNA collected in the murder case.
Griffin told investigators he might have had sex with Holstead, but denied killing her. People who were sexually abused as children in Washington state may soon be able to bring lawsuits against the state, schools, or other institutions for failing to stop the abuse, no matter when it happened. House Bill 1618 would remove time limits that have stymied lawsuits by some people who frequently do not fully confront childhood trauma until years later. The bill has passed the House on an 82-14 vote and cleared a Senate committee last week. Washington's current statute of limitations requires victims of child sexual abuse to file lawsuits within 3 years of when the abuse occurred, or 3 years from when they discovered harms it caused, such as depression, addiction, or suicidality.
Two men steal a 3-foot-long foam carrot from an Easter display at a Pennsylvania mall. Security guards try to stop them, but when one officer tries to open the door of their truck, the officers drag nearly a quarter mile at 35 mph. Cops track the thieves' license plate to their home, where they turn over the stolen carrot and are charged with theft, criminal mischief. I mean, who are they going to blame it on? The Easter Bunny? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.